Hi, listeners. Welcome back to Daily Bread for Busy Moms, a daily Bible reading podcast from Israel. I am Johanna, your reader today. Today is Monday, the 2nd of November, and it is the 15th day of Cheshvan on the Hebrew calendar. Also, today in history, Jeroboam instituted an imitation festival in the Kingdom of Israel, 1 Kings 12:27 through 33. Jeroboam instituted a feast in the 8th month on the 15th day of the month, like the feast which is in Judah. Also, according to tradition, it is the day of the death of Matityahu the Maccabee, 1 Maccabees 2:70. Then he blessed them and was gathered to his ancestors. He died in the 146th year and was buried in the tomb of his ancestors at Modi'in. And all Israel mourned for him with great lamentation. Also, it is the memorial of Kristallnacht, Night of Broken Glass, which originally took place on November 9th, 1938, 15th of Cheshvan on that year. This week, our parasha is called Vayera, He Appeared, and today's portion from the Torah is Genesis 18, 15 through 33. Before we begin our readings, let's take a moment to bless God and thank Him for giving us His Word. Blessed are you, Lord our God, King of the universe, who gives the Torah of truth and the good news of salvation to his people Israel and to all peoples through his Son, Yeshua the Messiah, our Master. Sarah denied it, saying, "I didn't laugh," for she was afraid. But he said, "No, for you did laugh." Then the men got up from there and looked down over Sodom. Abraham was walking with them to send them off, when the Lord said, Should I keep secret from Abraham what I am about to do, seeing that Abraham will most certainly become a great and mighty nation, and in him all the nations of the earth will be blessed? For I have made myself known to him, so that he will command his sons and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring upon Abraham what he has spoken about him. Then the Lord said, "The outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great indeed, and their sin is very grievous indeed. I want to go down now and see if they deserve destruction, as its outcry has come to me, and if not, I will know." Then the men turned from there and went toward Sodom. But Abraham was still standing before the Lord. Abraham drew near and said, "Will you really sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you really sweep away and not spare the place for the sake of the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to cause the righteous to die with the wicked, so that the righteous and the wicked share the same fate. Far be it from you. Shall the judge of the whole world not exercise justice?" Then the Lord said, "If I find in Sodom 50 righteous people within the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Then Abraham answered and said, "Look, pray, I have decided to speak to my Lord though I am dust and ashes. Suppose the 50 righteous people are lacking 5. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." So he spoke to him yet again and said, "Perhaps 40 will be found there." And he said, "I will not do it for the sake of the 40. Then he said, "Please, let my Lord not be angry, so I may speak. Perhaps 30 will be found there." And he said, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." Then he said, "Look, pray, I have decided to speak to my Lord. Perhaps 20 will be found there." And he said, "I will not destroy it for the sake of the 20. Then he said, "Please, Let not my lord be angry, so I may speak once more. Perhaps 10 will be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for the sake of the 10. Now when he had finished speaking to Abraham, the Lord left, and Abraham returned to his place. That was Genesis 18:15-33. And now our portion from the prophets is Judges chapter 2. Now the angel of the Lord came up from Gilgal to Bochim, and he said, I brought you up out of Egypt and took you into the land which I swore to your fathers. I also said, I will never break my covenant with you. Now as for you, you must not make a covenant with the inhabitants of this land. You must break down their altars. But you have not listened to my voice. What is this you have done? Therefore I also said, I will not drive them out from before you, but they will be thorns in your sides, and their gods will be a snare to you. Now when the angel of the Lord spoke these words to all Bnei Israel, the people lifted up their voice and wept. So they called the name of that place Bochim, and they sacrificed there to the Lord. Now when Joshua had sent the people away, Bnei Israel went every man to his inheritance to possess the land. Then the people worshipped the Lord all the days of Joshua, and all the days of the elders that outlived Joshua, who had seen all the great work of the Lord that he had done for Israel. Then Joshua, son of Nun, the servant of the Lord, died at the age of 110 years, and they buried him in the territory of his inheritance in Timnath-Heres, in the hill country of Ephraim, north of Mount Gaash. But when all that generation were gathered to their fathers, there arose another generation after them that did not experience the Lord or the work he had done for Israel. Then Bnei Israel did what was evil in the Lord's eyes, and worshipped the Baalim. They abandoned the Lord, the God of their fathers, who had brought them out of the land of Egypt, and followed other gods from among the gods of the peoples around them, and bowed down to them. So they provoked the anger of the Lord. So they forsook the Lord, and worshipped Baal and the Ashtaroth. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he gave them over to the hands of plunderers who plundered them, and he sold them over into the hand of their enemies around them, so that they could no longer stand up before their enemies. Whenever they went out, the hand of the Lord was against them for evil, as the Lord had spoken and as the Lord had sworn to them. So they were severely distressed. Then the Lord raised up judges who delivered them from the hand of those who plundered them. Yet they listened not to their judges, for they prostituted themselves after other gods and bowed down to them. They quickly turned aside from the way in which their fathers walked in obeying the commandments of the Lord. They did not do so. Whenever the Lord raised judges up for them, the Lord was with the judge and delivered them from the hand of their enemies all the days of the judge. For the Lord was moved to pity by their groaning because of those who oppressed and crushed them. But when the judge died, they would keep turning back and acted more corruptly than their fathers, in following other gods, worshipping them, and bowing down to them. They abandoned none of their practices and stubborn ways. So the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he declared, Since this nation has transgressed my covenant that I commanded their fathers, and has not listened to my voice, I also will no longer drive out before them any of the nations that Joshua left when he died, in order to test Israel by them, whether or not they will keep the way of the Lord to walk in it as their fathers did. So the Lord left those nations without driving them out quickly. Thus, so he had not given them into the hand of Joshua. That was Judges chapter 2. Today our portion from the writings is Psalm 27. Of David, The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom should I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Whom should I dread? When evildoers approached me to devour my flesh, my adversaries and my foes, they stumbled and fell. Though an army camp besieges me, my heart will not fear. Though war breaks out against me, even then will I be confident. One thing have I asked of the Lord, that will I seek, to dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to behold the beauty of the Lord, and to meditate in his temple. For in the day of trouble he will hide me in his sukkah, conceal me in the shelter of his tent, and set me high upon a rock. Then will my head be high above my enemies around me. In his tabernacle I will offer sacrifices with shouts of joy. I will sing, yes, sing praises to the Lord. Hear, Lord, when I call with my voice, be gracious to me and answer me. To you my heart says, seek my face. Your face, Lord, I seek. Do not hide your face from me. Do not turn your servant away in anger. You have been my help. Do not abandon me or forsake me, O God of my salvation. Though my father and my mother forsake me, the Lord will take me in. Teach me your way, Lord, and lead me on a level path, because of my enemies. Do not turn me over to the desire of my foes, for false witnesses rise up against me, breathing out violence. Surely I trust that I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Wait for the Lord, be strong, let your heart take courage, and wait for the Lord. That was Psalm 27. Our final portion for this episode is from the Apostles, and it is Matthew 19. Now, when Yeshua had finished these words, he moved on from the Galilee and entered the region of Judea beyond the Jordan. Large crowds followed him, and he healed them there. Pharisees came up to Yeshua, testing him and saying, "Is it permitted for a man to divorce his wife for any reason at all?" "Haven't you heard?" he answered. "He who created them from the beginning made them male and female and said, 'For this reason a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and the two shall become one flesh.' So they are no longer two, but one flesh. Therefore, what God has joined together, let no man separate." They said to him, "Why then did Moses command to give her a certificate of divorce and put her away?" Yeshua said to them, "Because of your hardness of heart, Moses permitted you to divorce your wives, but from the beginning it was not so. Now I tell you, whoever divorces his wife, except for sexual immorality, and marries another, commits adultery." The disciples said to him, "If that's the case for a man and his wife, it's better not to marry." But he said to them, "Not everyone can accept this saying, only those to whom it has been given. For there are eunuchs who were born that way from their mother's womb, and there are eunuchs who were made that way by men, and there are eunuchs who made themselves eunuchs for the sake of the kingdom of heaven. He who can accept this, let him accept it." Then little children were brought to Yeshua so that he might lay hands upon them and pray. Then the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But Yeshua said, "Let the little children come to me, and do not hinder them, for the kingdom of heaven belongs to such as these." After laying his hands upon them, he went on from there. Now behold, one came to him and said, "Teacher, what good shall I do to have eternal life?" "Why do you ask me about what is good?" Yeshua said to him. "There is only one who is good, but if you want to enter into life, keep the commandments." "Which ones?" he said. Yeshua said, "Do not murder, do not commit adultery, do not steal, do not give false testimony, honor your father and mother, and love your neighbor as yourself. All these I've kept, the young man said to him. What do I still lack? Yeshua said to him, If you wish to be perfect, go, sell what you own and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven. Then come and follow me. But when the young man heard this statement, he went away grieving, for he had much property. Then Yeshua said to his disciples, Amen, I tell you, it is hard for a rich man to enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it's easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were utterly astonished and said, Then who can be saved? And looking, Yeshua said to them, With men this is impossible, but with God all things are possible. Then Peter said to him, Look, we've left everything to follow you, so what will we have? And Yeshua said to them, Amen, I tell you, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne in the new world, you who have followed me shall also sit on 12 thrones, judging the 12 tribes of Israel. And whoever has left houses or brothers or sisters or father or mother or children or property for my name's sake will receive 100 times as much and will inherit eternal life. But many who are first will be last, and the last first. That was Matthew 19, and it concludes our readings for today. If you are reading through the Apostles twice this year, you'll be reading 3 John chapter 1 also today. Thank you for listening. May you be blessed. May the Word of God bear rich fruit in your life. I'm Johanna with Daily Bread for Busy Moms. Shalom, until next time.